The podcast where two non-Americans review the United States of America. My name is Peter Yussel, and with me as always, I have a man's man, a woman's muse, my friend, co-host, and a man no one sees in their dreams, Sebastian Asghari.
I've actually heard people say that they saw me in their dreams.
You've heard liars.
No.
What kind of dreams do people have about you?
No, you know, last time I heard this, I used to... there was a girl who hit me up. I won't give any details, specific details. Americans won't care, but maybe my Norwegian peers will. And she hit me up and be like, and she was like, "I've been dreaming about you." And I was like, "Okay, that's nice." And then she says, "Yeah, so I felt like I had to contact you." And then we fucked.
Oh, and then you gave her the Sheboygan.
Yes, I did.
All right. That's good. That's a nice dream, though.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't say that. She never said that the dream was sexual.
No, but it's sexual to dream about people.
Yeah, maybe she had a nightmare that if I don't have sex with Sam, then I'm fucked.
She.
you get what I'm saying.
I get what I'm saying. Yeah, so if she doesn't have sex with you, she's fucked. And if she does have sex with you, she's fucked as well.
Yeah, so why not just do it?
It's like that monkey's paw thing.
I don't know what that means.
It's like the you get a wish, but it's kind of tricky.
Yeah.
Right.
My girlfriend usually dreams that I'm cheating on her. Then she wakes up.
Shitting on her?
Cheating. Oh, not shitting.
I thought you said shitting.
Cheating on her. And then she wakes up and she's mad at me.
All right. And have you cheated on her?
Nope.
And if you had cheated on her, would you admit it on the podcast?
Yeah, I probably would. Okay. But I wouldn't admit it in a dream. I would be a man about it.
Hey, if you could jump dreams, whose dreams would you like to be a part of?
Oh, probably some psycho.
I would
join a psycho's dream, and I would be in a dog's dream.
Yeah.
And maybe a cow's dream. Animal dreams.
Okay. So you wouldn't want to see like world leaders or something are dreaming about.
No, I don't give a shit.
You wouldn't try to do the Inception thing of planting a seed in someone's head.
No, I want a baby's dream. I want people's whose outlook on the world is not intellectual.
So like a golden retriever.
Yeah, a golden retriever, a baby, and a you know, a murderous psychopath.
So you want to? So all these are quite similar to your outlook on life.
Yeah, same dreams.
Yeah, same dreams. So what if you found out that the golden retriever and the murderous psychopath dreams the exact same thing?
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, yeah, no. All right. So, hey, this is the show where we review America. We're two Norwegian men, right? Is that an accurate description of us?
I thought you were going to say cis men, but I'm happy you just said men.
Yeah. Hey, we're two cis Norwegian men.
You are a cis man.
Okay. My co-host and cuckold Sebastian will... We'll try to review the show with me.
Not anymore. I'll leave.
Okay, he's gonna leave. So yeah, this week, the topic for this week, I got a hint for you. The hint is Rocky Mountains. Sebastian never knows what we're reviewing, so here we go. Rocky Mountains. 3, 2, 1.
Colorado.
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck yeah.
Holy shit, man. Holy fuck. He never guesses right for new listeners. He did it, Colorado. So he knew that most of the Rocky Mountains are located in Colorado.
I thought all of them were.
Okay.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, so yeah, this week we're reviewing Colorado. So what is it and what do you know about it?
I've only seen South Park. That's the only thing I know about it. South Park is in Colorado, next to Denver.
Yeah. So is that what you know about Colorado? What about the Rocky Mountains thing you just said?
Matt Parker and Trey Stone are from Colorado.
Not both, I think, just one of them.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Enough. Columbine. Is it Colorado?
Yeah.
They had to shut kids there.
Bowling for Columbine.
Yeah.
Hey, shouldn't it be called Bowling Before Columbine? Because isn't that what they did?
I don't know. Well, they did, but can't you say four?
No, I'm not sure.
I'll fuck you for breakfast. No. Yeah. No, it doesn't make sense.
No. Bowling for Columbine. Okay, so either way.
I'm not a grammar man.
Hey, that's a good film. Yeah. You're not a grammar man. So, hey, the first segment of the show is called Wiki Peter.
Yeah.
That's the segment where I read from Wikipedia.
Colorado Springs.
Wikipedia's the website, and Peter, that's me.
Yeah.
That's Colorado Springs. That's another thing.
Thank you.
Here, Colorado, a western U.S. state, has a diverse landscape of arid desert, river canyons, and snow-covered Rocky Mountains, which are partly protected by Rocky Mountain National Park. Elsewhere, Mesa Verde National Park features ancestral Puebloan cliff dwellings.
That's a great
perched
word.
A mile above sea level, Denver, Colorado's capital and largest city, features a vibrant downtown area.
When people say vibrant downtown area, it either means like a hefty nightlife, or it means like pimps and bums.
Pimps and bums. I think mostly it means nightlife.
Yeah.
Pimps and what's a city where you would say has a vibrant nightlife, and you just mean pimps and bums? Also, shouldn't there be some prostitutes, or is it just pimps? Are the pimps whoring out bums?
I don't know. Atlanta.
Okay, so Atlanta's vibrant downtown area is mainly consistent of pimps and bums.
Yeah, I think so.
No prostitutes.
Maybe Minneapolis also.
Yeah, Minneapolis, classic. All right, so the population of Colorado, if you had to have a guess, how many people live in Colorado?
3 million.
5.7.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hey, that's an uninteresting difference in guess and actual fact.
It's not that bad.
Yeah. So, hey, 5.7, hey, that's more people than in Norway.
No.
Yeah.
Aren't we 7 million?
No, pal. We're like 5.5 or something.
Fuck us then.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's good.
Yeah,
who
but Colorado is kind of America's Norway, isn't it?
Mm. How do you figure?
We got like 5 million people living
there. A similar amount of people living there. Hey, the governor is Jared Polis.
Polis?
Polis.
Polis.
Jared Polis.
Yeah. He doesn't have any polls.
Not Polis, police. Like
police.
P-O-L-I-S.
Swedish.
Police, yeah.
Police.
Jared Polis. Yeah, there you go. That's how we would say it in Swedish.
Yeah.
So Jared Polis, he's, hey, is that the same Jared from Subway, do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
He moved to Colorado.
Mm. After he had to have a seat, right?
I don't get it.
Chris Hansen's have a
seat.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Right? Did Jared have to have a seat?
Oh, Jared was a pedophile.
Yeah, I know that Jared was a pedophile.
Did you not know he was a pedophile?
Yeah, I knew it was a pedophile, but it wasn't on fucking To Catch a Predator, was it?
I think anyone who's caught being a predator in America, that's the only way to be caught as a predator in America is to get on that show.
You're not the certified predator before Chris Hansen.
No, Chris Hansen's the only one that can arrest predators.
Yeah.
Hey, what about Alien versus Predator? What about Chris Hansen versus Predator?
That's cool. You should sell that joke.
Yeah.
Copyright.
Who should I sell it to?
Family Guy.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Family Guy could do that joke. Hey, Seth MacFarlane.
You know, I promise you, if you write 10 of those and you go to Seth MacFarlane, you got yourself a couple of bucks.
I got myself a couple
Maybe
of bucks.
Maybe not the job, but if you got a couple of
10
bucks.
Of the same joke or different types of...
Different types.
Those
types of jokes.
All right. that's a good point. Hey.
Come up with a premise now.
Look out for
You're
that.
A writer. You're a writer. Hey, man. So I'll give you the scene. Peter and Lois are having an argument over spaghetti.
Mm.
And Peter says, it can't be... The spaghetti is worse than...
Oh, this is worse than the time that I worked as Neil Patrick Harris's butt double.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
But it did Matt Damon's chin once. But
there are a bunch like that. Yeah.
But that's great. That's pretty good. Yeah. Why not?
That's a good Family Guy joke. Hey, here's another segment. This segment is called Colorado Funny Facts.
Yes.
And I've gathered some funny facts about Colorado.
Yeah.
So here, number one. Denver lays claim to the invention of the cheeseburger.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
The trademark for the name cheeseburger was awarded on March 5th,
1935
to Louis Ballast, his Humpty Dumpty restaurant at 2776 North Spear Boulevard is pictured. That was a picture there. It's now a key bank.
It's not a key bank.
That's
sad.
Yeah.
That's not a fun fact. That's
also,
a sad
what's a key
fact.
Bank?
It's a bank for keys.
Okay, I don't know what a key bank is either. So yeah, that's his Humpty Dumpty restaurant. So without Humpty Dumpty, there would be no cheeseburger.
Right, but can you trademark putting cheese on stuff?
Apparently.
Can I make a cheese brick? So, I have a brick with cheese on it. Can I trademark
it? A brick of cheese. And you can throw it in people's windows?
Yeah, but you know, people. If you
when
say,
you're cheesed off, that's when you do it. Yeah. You throw a cheesy brick through someone's window.
Yeah.
Oh, he must be cheesed off. That's also a Family Guy joke.
Yeah, it is.
There you go. Yeah, so, without Humpty Dumpty, there would be no cheese. So he just trademarked the word cheeseburger, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Because that you can do. You can trademark cheeseburger.
But do you think the McDonald's are licensing? I can't even speak, man.
Yeah.
If I'm making cheeseburgers at home, am I breaking the law?
You have to pay a license. If you call it a cheese, you could call it a burger with cheese, but then when you call it cheeseburger
with cheese,
then Louis Ballast comes knocking on your door.
Excuse me.
He's 95 years old and he comes knocking on your door. He wants 5 cents to put in his key bank. So here's another fact here. Colorado is the only state in the history to turn down the Olympics.
I think that's a good thing to do.
That's pretty cool. So, yeah.
Why would you have a lot of people running around and doing stuff?
They were scared of the cost, the pollution, and the population boom it would have on the state of Colorado. They didn't want more people there, apparently.
I get it.
But hey, we had the Olympics in 94.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I was probably a couple of months old. But or it was before I was
born. We're Olympic babies.
Yeah, we are. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, that's all I got to say.
Because I'm saying that, you know, if people were asking me, hey, Michael Jackson could have a concert in your living room.
Mm.
I would say, fuck off.
It's going to get way too messy in here.
Too many people in my living room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could probably host like a concert by...
What artist could you host in your living room?
In my living room?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jarle Bernhoft or something.
No, fuck him. There were too many people in Norway and also he's probably a nice guy.
Could you host a book signing by Ron Jeremy?
Yeah. No, be too many creeps.
Yeah.
I guess that I could host a book signing by who's a politician we don't care about in America?
Well, okay, Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. I could host a book signing by her.
Yeah. Not Jared Kushner. That's a better one, maybe.
No, he's too
popular?
Too popular, yeah.
Nancy Pelosi is very, very popular. Hey, here's another. This is fact number 3. The world's first rodeo was held on the 4th of July.
In Denver?
In Colorado.
In Colorado, okay.
In Deer Trail, Colorado. This was in 1869, giggity.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that was the first rodeo ever.
You know, and... Colorado is starting to grow on me here, man.
Yeah, you're starting to warm up a little bit.
I was warm already.
You were warm.
But then I went
you
to
came
cold.
In hot.
I went to cold Colorado.
Mm. Colorado. Yeah, there you go. Colorado.
Yeah.
All right, here's another fact. This is fact number 7. You can be in Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah all at the same time.
How?
If you divide your body into... Colorado is southwest corner of Colorado, borders on Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. And it's the only place in America where the four corners of states meet.
That's cool.
So there's a little... They have a little plaque on the floor.
Yeah.
And you can be in all four at the same time.
You know what you call that?
No.
A strategic inadvantage.
Mm. How so?
Because people can fuck you from all sides.
Yeah, because... No, but just in the one corner, though.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
People can fuck you
in the corner. You're in the corner. You're going to get fucked three-way in the corner.
Three different people can fuck you in the...
Yeah.
But imagine if you were committing crimes running in a circle between the four states. Imagine the jurisdictional quagmire you would put them in.
Yeah, and you slap an officer in the one state and you pull the dick out of another and you stab the third one and then everybody's fucked.
Yeah.
And you are especially fucked. Yeah. He just became a criminal in all states.
He just stabbed two officers and pulled another officer's dick out, apparently. Which, I'm not sure how you would go about doing that, but that's a pretty badass thing to do.
Yeah.
Hey, here's another one. This is fact number 5. This is from another fact list now.
Yeah.
It says no U.S. president or vice president has been born in Colorado.
Oh, that's sad.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, next president from Colorado, Mr. Jared Police.
Yeah. So his name is something like that. Police.
Police.
Yeah, Jared Police, you're right. Hey, here's another fact. Fact number 15. A prison located in Florence, Colorado called the Supermax is the highest security level of federal prison in the country. The long list of inmates includes many international and domestic terrorists along with double agents.
I want to see a series called the Supermax.
Supermax.
Now in 3D.
New Supermax. Post-Supermax. sounds kind of Danish.
No, Supermax.
No, Supermax. This is fun for American listeners.
Yeah.
Hey, all American listeners, this sounds Danish.
Supermax.
Supermax. Yeah, it's very Danish.
And this sounds Swedish. Supermax.
And this sounds Norwegian. Supermax.
Yeah.
So and this sounds American. Supermax.
Yeah, you'll learn the difference
now. So there you go. Hey, all four corners.
yeah,
of Supermax.
And you're fucked.
Yeah. So, hey, double agents. Could you be a double agent, Sebastian?
No, I'm too easy to read.
Mm. Try to lie to me. Let me see if I can read it.
Okay.
Mm. Tell me a lie.
I enjoy bananas.
Mm. That's a lie. He's a double agent. He's working for...
Gotcha.
Kiwi Corp.
I'm a triple agent. I'm actually on your side.
Oh, shit.
And now you just killed one of your own men.
Yeah. Hey,
and I'm speaking from beyond the grave.
Here's another fact. Fact number 33. Roughly 75% of all U.S. land over 10,000 feet can be found in Colorado.
Also cool.
It's pretty cool. It's a very high state.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a very high state.
Hey,
yeah,
hey.
Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, there you
dude.
Go. So that's a really good Colorado fact.
Do you think assholes, you know, assholes, they write dude, with they spell it D-O-O-D.
Dude.
Then you're an asshole.
Too?
Yeah.
Here's another segment. We're going to move along to another segment now. This segment is called It's News to Me. All right. That's a segment called It's News to Me. And this is from KKTV 11 News.
Yeah.
Your breaking news leader is what it says here.
Yeah, KKK.
This is a recent news item that I found from Colorado.
Yeah.
And this says, puppy reportedly stolen at gunpoint in Colorado. Reunited with family, it says now. Oh, it wasn't reunited last time I saw it, so it's been reunited now.
Why would you know, can't you just steal the puppy without the gun?
It says, well, now it's, hey, they've upped it. Hey, this annoys the shit out of me, actually.
Yeah.
I wanted to read this article because it was quite interesting how they had stolen the puppy with a gun, but now it's been updated, and now it just says how it's a nice story now.
You know, fuck journalists.
It used to be a scary. Hey, Tony Keith from the KKTV 11 News Online.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Tony Keith.
You ruined our segment, Tony Keith.
The dog.
And your name, you sound like a bad 80s actor.
The dog's name is Loki.
Yeah, that's pretty Norwegian of it.
Loki. Of it. Yeah. That's pretty Norwegian of you, Doug, choosing that name. It's a dachshund.
Dog.
It's a dachs.
Is it dachshund?
Dachshund.
Dachshund.
Dein dachshund.
Yeah, nice.
That's a sausage dog or hot dog dog.
Hot dog dog.
Yeah, that's what people call it.
Yeah.
So police in Colorado posted to social media asking for help locating a puppy that was reportedly taken at gunpoint.
Yeah.
The animal was...
Do you think they lied just to make people care about the puppy?
No, they said they were in the park. This couple, they were in the park and some guys came up and they wanted to take pictures with the puppy and stuff. And they were like, yeah, that's okay. And then one of the guys pulled a gun on them and grabbed the puppy from them. And they hopped in the car.
Yeah.
And they started knocking on the window saying, hey, give us our puppy back.
Why would you run after a guy with a gun?
And then, you know what the guy said? I like this. The guy with the gun, he tapped the gun on the window and he says, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And then they drove off.
You know, if I had a gun, I would kidnap people, not dogs.
Yeah.
I would kidnap teenage girls.
But hey, the thing that has... Hey, wait, hold up. I was
kidding,
not listening to that
kidding.
At all. You were saying something about kidnapping someone.
No,
I was busy
kidding.
Reading. So, hey, the thing that I just remembered now is that in the previous article, before Tony Keith went and fucked it up and updated it, it said what the ransom was. The reward. The reward.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I'm pretty sure it was like fucking... see, now I don't remember. But I want to say like at least like $2,000
or something. What the fuck? Are these politicians' dogs?
20,000 Norwegian kroner. That's what a DAC sound costs, though. I think it was even more than that. I want to say $20,000, but I don't think it was that much.
No. You know, shoot the dog.
Okay.
Shoot the fucking dog.
They should have just assassinated the dog right there and then.
Yeah, just like, yeah, here, this is what you get for buying dogs.
It's a public execution. You would have preferred. So what you're saying here is that you would have preferred that this was a public execution of the dog.
Yes.
Okay. Nice. So, hey, that was the segment. It's news to me.
News to me.
That's some news from Colorado.
It's actually news to me.
Because
you have already read it.
Yeah. It's news to you.
It's news to me.
No, but this is... I'm doing you when I'm saying it's news to me.
Oh, yeah.
This is how you sound to me. It's news to me.
Well, it does sound like me.
It
does sound like me.
Here's another segment. This is called Famous Coloradoans.
Coloradans.
Colorodans.
Colorads.
Colorers.
Colorids.
Cholera.
Colleges.
College?
Colleges.
Coloreds. No, this segment is not called Famous Coloreds because that's a term no one uses anymore.
Right.
And with pretty good reason. Hey, Famous Coloradoans.
Yeah.
First Famous Coloradoan I found here. Let's see if you can figure out a theme here. Horace Austin Warner Tabor. That's the first.
The theme is long, stupid names.
He was also known as the Bonanza King of Leadville. He was an American prospector, businessman, and Republican politician. His life is the subject of the Douglas Moore's opera, The Ballad of Baby Doe, and the 1932 Hollywood biographical movie Silver Dollar.
The theme is everything is made up.
No, these are all facts, but these are the people that came up when I searched for famous Coloradoans.
Okay.
Horace Austin Warner Tabor was the first one.
Yeah.
Here's William Jackson Palmer. He was an American civil engineer, veteran of the Civil War, industrialist, and philanthropist.
Yeah.
Mm. You could be a philanthropist.
I am a philanthropist.
Mm. How do you philanthropize?
Penis.
Meaning?
I'm just giving it out.
Mm. Yeah, you donate your penis.
Yep.
To vaginas in need.
Yeah.
That's good. Hey, Adolf Herman Joseph Kors Sr.
Yeah. Okay, these are really stupid names.
People used to have... Hey, but also be careful who you say has stupid names, because he was a German-American brewer who founded the Adolf Kors Company in Golden, Colorado in 1837. Beer.
Yeah, Kors Light. I'm a Bud Light guy. That's number one.
What's up?
I had a Kors Light last year. That's the last time I drank Kors. But I have to say that I don't trust German people with the name of Adolf.
Yeah, but also he was born... he started the thing in 1873.
Yeah, it's so his not
name
his
was,
fault.
His
it's
name was his Adolf.
Fault. Adolf is cool. Back then.
Back then. So, hey, here's another famous Coloradoan. This is William Newton Byers. He's a founding figure of Omaha, Nebraska, serving as the first deputy surveyor of Nebraska Territory.
I can't figure out the theme here.
On the first Omaha City Council and as a member of the first Nebraska Territorial Legislature. The theme is that they don't really have any fucking famous people. These are all from the 1800s, the people that came up. And they're not famous.
Okay.
They're fucking old brewers and fucking Horace Austin Warner Tambor.
Yeah.
But then I did find a couple of actual famous people.
Give them to me, please.
Kristen Schaal. She's from The Last Man on Earth and Bob's Burgers and stuff.
No, I don't know.
She's the voice of the little...
Oh, yeah, the girl with the weird face. Yeah, I know, but in real life.
Yeah, in real life, yeah. With the weird face, yeah. That's the less known Stieg Larsson book. The girl with the dragon tattoo, the girl with the weird face.
Yeah.
Here's another one, Trey Parker, as you mentioned,
yeah.
Right? South Park. And probably the other guy too then, but he didn't show up.
Matt Stone.
Yeah, Matt Stone, there you go. And Dwayne Chapman.
Who's that?
Oh, Dwayne Chapman. Oh, I will tell you who Dwayne Chapman is, pal. Dwayne Chapman, he has an AKA that you know him by. And his AKA is...
The Rock.
Doug the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, shit.
Dwayne Chapman, pal.
Gerdo.
From Colorado to Hawaii.
Hawaii.
On the Big Island.
Yeah. Wait a second. I can't make it.
Okay, sound. No.
I'm trying to do that. Get down with the sickness, you know.
Hawaii.
It's like that one with Hawaii.
There you go.
Hawaii.
Hey, awesome. So those are the famous people from not Hawaii but from Colorado.
Yeah,
that's a good group.
That's a good group of
people.
And
if you had to choose who you would have dinner with,
Dog
Horace Austin Warner Tambor. Obviously, or yeah. Adolf Herman Joseph Kors Sr.
Yeah, you know, I would rather have a beer with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, have one of mine beers.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because he's German.
German-American.
German-American. All right, so here's another segment. This segment is called Colorado or Colorado Don't. There you go. That's a new segment. So I'm a tourist, and yeah. I'm going to Colorado, and I don't want to go to jail. So I'm going to ask you some different things that I want to do, and you will tell me if there's things like should Colorado or Colorado Don't.
Yeah.
Right? And the goal here is to avoid jail.
Right.
Right? So I'm in Boulder, Colorado. It's a nice autumn evening or whatever.
Right, right.
And I want to insult, taunt, and challenge a couple of police officers. Should I Colorado or Colorado Don't?
I don't think you should Colorado Don't. Mm. You don't Colorado. Mm. It's a hard sentence to flip.
Yeah. So I should
Colorado Don't do it.
I should Colorado Do It because it's permitted. In Boulder, Colorado, you can insult, taunt, and challenge police officers.
What does challenge mean?
It's like,
mean.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah.
That's a challenge. Yeah. Meet me by the fucking water slide or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, and then they come over and you say,
I'm in law. You have the big law book and you say, nah.
According to this paragraph.
Also, they will not give a shit that it's not. I think they'll just kick your ass either way. Hey, here's another one. let's say I want to move to Aspen, right?
Aspen
is going in Colorado. Skiing, man. Yeah, I'm going skiing.
Drinking beers.
And I want to bring my catapult or a trebuchet, if you will. And I want to shoot it at houses. Should I Colorado or Colorado don't?
Probably Colorado don't.
Colorado don't is right. It's illegal to use a catapult to shoot at houses.
I think that's a good law.
In Aspen. That's a pretty good law.
Yeah, because they have nice houses in Aspen. Mm,
yeah, and they got good catapults.
Yeah.
So you want to be careful the two. Yeah. Best catapults in the country.
Yeah.
That's why people go to Aspen, right?
Right.
Big catapult town, that. So here's another one. Okay, so I'm in the town of Alamosa, Colorado. And I want to bring...
the accent you put on Colorado is there? Is that right?
Colorado. I don't know. I'm just doing my the best American accent that I can.
Yeah.
So, and I want to bring more than 5 canines into my car. Okay, animals, dogs, yeah. Right? Should I Colorado or Colorado don't?
Colorado.
Colorado? That's right.
Yes.
It's legal. You can bring dogs in your car.
Yeah, I think that's a part of the American liberty, man.
Mm, yeah. Hey, this country was founded on bringing more than 5 dogs in your car
yeah.
at once.
Yeah, probably even like 7.
Mm, like probably 8. It's essentially a clown car, but with dogs instead.
Yeah.
I put
dog
17
clowns.
Dogs into a Nissan Leaf.
Clown dogs.
And they're all German Shepherd.
Yeah.
All right, here's the last one. It's a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And I take a stroll down to my local dealership in Colorado, or car dealership, right? Because I want to pick up some tires and one of those little trees that I can hang from my rearview mirror.
Typical
to make my
Sunday day activities.
I want to pick up one of those trees that I can hang from my rearview mirror to make my car smell like a pine tree for 4 minutes, and then just use it to show the world that I'm a weird car guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so should I Colorado do or Colorado don't?
Colorado don't.
Mm. I will tell you, I should Colorado.
Ah!
It's legal to buy car accessories on a Sunday, but not a car. that's a law in Colorado.
Oh my God! I
so
thought
I can
maybe
buy
this
tires,
was some pollution stuff. But...
tires and Wonder Balm, I can buy, yeah. But I can't buy a car. So there you go.
Yeah.
So that's the segment called Colorado or Colorado don't.
Call me crazy.
Mm, call me crazy. So if you had to go to Aspen.
Yeah.
Which is a famous Colorado spot.
Yeah.
The spot where all the kids go.
That's where I hang, man.
Mm. What would you do in Aspen, hills of Aspen?
Drink beer, man.
Yeah, but in
the
hills.
In the lodge.
In the daytime.
No, but I would sit out in the lodge, man.
You won't be allowed to go to after ski unless you do something like skiing first.
I would probably sit on my, you know, pull out a plastic bag, put it under my ass, and just scoot down. Scoot down to the nearest liquor store.
You do the thing where you step your legs through the plastic bag?
But I do that in Norway. Mm. Last time I was at a cabin in the wintertime. That's a couple of years ago. I don't know if it was last time, but
it's very important when this was.
Yeah, well, fuck you. I got myself a plastic bag. All the guys went skiing.
Yeah.
Me and my friend, we were two. We got ourselves plastic bags and we scooted down to the nearest liquor store and we bought ourselves a couple of bottles of Jägermeister, Fernet Branca whiskey.
Nice.
And then we went up to the cabin again, sat there in the cold, and drank until the others came home. And then we went to after ski.
That's pretty good. Can I tell you something? I one thing about that story.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that you're a man that when you travel, you tend to not have a bag of sorts. You don't have you never pack in anything that any normal human, other than a hobo, would pack in. So you frequently will travel just in plastic bags.
Yeah.
I remember you went to my cabin once and you had packed everything in a garbage bag. Your clothes in a garbage bag that you had kind of cinched and just held it closed. So I'm wondering, was this your traveling plastic bag that you'd made into?
No, I would never tear into my traveling plastic bag.
No.
It has high sentimental value.
Yeah.
No, actually, I believe that since we all rode together in cars, road trip,
yeah.
I had one big bag for clothes and stuff,
mm.
and I had another big bag for beer.
Oh yeah, nice.
But I drank a lot of beer on the way there. I think I drank 12 beers in the car. Went out, got drunk in the car. When we got to the cabin, we were going to have a snow scooter.
Yeah.
Up to the cabin, and we were driven up there. And when I got off, my pants were still attached in some way.
Oh.
It was hanged on to the snow scooter. So the guy just drove away and I was pulled behind it in the snow. Yeah.
Dramatic.
Luckily I was drunk.
Yeah. So then how did that end up?
And I said, ah, oh no.
Oh, and then I stopped?
Yeah, it stopped.
Nice. Hey, I got another story like that.
Yeah.
I knew a woman once who was hit by a trailer, a semi-trailer.
The fuck?
And dragged underneath it for kilometers.
That's not just the same.
It's horrible.
That's terrible. No. My story was cute.
And she wasn't drunk. She was sober.
She was just unlucky.
Still in physical therapy and stuff, I think. Really horrible.
Oh my God, fuck. Yeah, wait to be a drag dude.
Really horrible. Hey. Don't use the term drag as being something negative. RuPaul has worked too damn hard for you to use the word drag.
Queen. Mm.
Also, this female person who was dragged by this car, and then I was talking about being a drag queen right after. Is,
you know,
you could say that she is a drag queen.
You have to stop, man. I feel bad for this woman. I don't know if you made up or not.
No, it's absolutely real. She's perfectly pleasant and really lovely. Lovely gal.
Yeah, why? People say stuff like that. I'm like, can't you be pleasant just because you had a traumatic experience?
She is a lovely gal, and she has a traumatic experience. She's a lovely gal.
Yeah.
But she's a Mormon. No, she's not a Mormon. She's a Smith's friend.
Ah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So there you go. Let's talk about religion on another episode. So here we go. So how final thoughts on ratings on Colorado?
Is it friend of Smith?
I think they call themselves the Brunsta Church of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, hey, final thoughts on ratings on Colorado.
Yeah. You know, one of my favorite shows ever, South Park, is from Colorado.
Mm.
And I also enjoy Coors Light, but not as much as Bud Light. So, out of our rating system where... we use the American flag, and the stars represent how much we like it, and the stripes represent how American something is.
Yeah,
I believe that Colorado, it gets out of the 50 stars, 38 stars for me.
38 stars, that's not bad. And how American is it?
Since it's a state in America, but not really representative of America as a whole, except South Park, which is a show that really, sticks to America, right? Yeah. I'll only out of the 13 stripes, I'll probably give it like 10.
Yeah.
Nine.
Yeah. I'll jump on. I was going to say 9 as well. I'm going to give it 9 out of how American it is. It's a state that's above everyone else, right? 75% of it is higher than the rest of the U.S.
Yeah.
So they feel like they're above everyone else, probably.
Hey, Harry, where are you down there, you fucking low lives?
Yeah. And hey, marijuana is legal here, right?
Yeah. You can taunt the cops, man.
Taunt cops and, but you can't bring your catapult.
Yeah, we made the cheeseburger, dude.
But I think Colorado... I'm not that interested in going there.
No, me neither.
I feel like I've seen it.
But I would love to see the Rocky Mountains while sipping a Coors Light from down in the city.
Hey, also, Rocky Mountains. What other types of mountains are there?
Yeah. Sandy? Sugar Mountains.
Sugar Mountains.
Yeah, that's a song.
Yeah. Sandy Mountains.
I don't know.
Grassy Knolls.
Grassy Knolls, yeah.
Grassy Knoll.
Yeah.
Second Shooter.
Yeah.
You remember my theory on the JFK assassination?
Ricochet?
No, that it was a suicide. That's my theory, that he killed himself.
Yeah.
In the car.
They covered it up.
Gun in his mouth. Boom.
Yeah. Kablam.
Yeah.
Brains on the floor.
Kablamo.
Brains on the floor and Jackie hit the door.
Is that a song?
No, I made it now.
That's pretty cool. Did she hit the door, though?
I don't know.
Don't think she did. All right, so how would Americans rate Colorado? By the way, I give it 30
brains
stars.
Brains on the floor like curry. The car left in a hurry.
Wait, brains on the floor like curry.
It looks like curry.
Mm. Brains look like curry. Okay.
Brains on the floor like salsa and curry.
Salsa and curry. You're mixing salsa. And all right, so hey, how would Americans
rate
it? I give it 30 stars. How would you rate it? How would Americans rate it? Full flag it, half flag it, or no flag it?
Probably no flag it.
No flag it. Yeah. Yeah, they don't like it.
Yeah, no flag it here.
Yeah, no flag it here. Get out of here, flag it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Yes.
That was the main segment of the show. Hey,
yeah.
Colorado, consider yourself reviewed.
But I don't think Coloradorians, or whatever we call them, I don't think they'll be mad at us.
I think absolutely Coloradorians is what we call them.
Yeah.
And I think, hey, consider yourself reviewed.
Yeah.
You've been issued a review.
Yeah.
And you need to respond.
There you are. Yeah, we enjoy you, but America don't.
We might revisit you if you feel offended, but depends.
Yeah, but then you have to give us something more
to review. Give us some new content here. So, hey, we got another segment. This is a regular segment we have on the show.
Yeah.
This segment is called... Ja, mortam. Yum or Dumb.
Yeah.
This is a segment where we taste test American snacks.
Yeah.
And the goal is here to tell you if there are yum or indeed dumb.
Dumb.
So I'm going to grab down here for the snack.
Yeah. Oh, you're grabbing. Oh.
This is an American snack.
Yeah.
This snack is called Pringles.
Pringles.
And this it says perfect flavor in every bite. And it's the sweet paprika flavor.
Yeah.
And we got a little tube of Pringles. And it says pop and go here. So I'm gonna pop this in the microphone so you can hear. Nope.
Hey!
That's a pop. That was a pop.
Yeah.
All right. So here we got a little handful of Pringles in here. I'm going to rip this lid off. I'm going to grab two Pringles. And I'm going to
be completely transparent. I've tried these before. They make me queasy. I'm not going
to
try them now.
You need to taste half. You need to just have a tiny bite.
Fuck.
Because you just need to have it fresh in mind so you can tell us why they make you queasy. I'm going to have a little bite of this.
I really don't want to for some reason. I mean, I have, sometimes I enjoy Pringles, but I really don't.
Sweet paprika. I mean, these are interesting. I quite like these, to be honest. I remember there was an American here I was working with a little bit, who's a guy from, I forget where he's from, but some American guy, and he really liked these as well. He liked these Pringles.
It's the aftertaste.
Mm.
Because when it hits you, it's a good paprika taste, but it's the same old Pringle taste afterwards. And Pringles, I'm sorry, you guys, you have a cute logo dude with a mustache just like me, but your chip flavor, the regular flavor, I hate it.
Because it's not a real, it's reconstituted chip, right?
Probably. Ever since I tried Pringles for the first time, like 2001 when I was like 7, I remember going to a cinema and I remember the day I tried Pringles. I can't remember which movie, but I ate it and I thought, what the fuck is this? Give me some true old Norwegian gold.
Yeah.
Potato gold.
Yeah, there you go. Potato gold. That's what we call it. Yeah. No, Pringles. I think these are all right. They're not great. This makes me kind of wish that we had an in-between rating between yum and dumb.
Yeah.
Mm. You can't mix those two words.
Meh.
Yud.
Wait.
D.
Yum. Yum. Oh, we could do yum, yuck, or dumb. Nah.
No, that's not good.
Fuck it.
Yeah, I think we're just going to do yum or dumb. These aren't great. They're tasty. How do you feel about the packaging? Because,
packaging is cool.
The packaging is cool. It's a little tube, right? They usually have the long tube.
Yeah.
I remember seeing something about people getting their hands stuck in the tube, but I always just thought you just tip it out.
A friend of mine made a pocket pussy out of a Pringles tube when he was a kid.
That's gross. How did he do that? Where did he get the pussy from?
No, that was, I think it was like some cloth.
Mm, some cloth.
And some lotion in the cloth.
Some cloth. What is he like, playing fucking Skyrim or something? Yeah. You're having a piece of cloth?
I don't know what you call it.
Mm, so you got some cloth and some lotion.
Yeah.
And you put it inside a Pringles can.
Yeah.
But probably one of these little ones. Ayo!
Yay!
Little tiny baby dick.
But I think Pringles, it's a smart packaging because you can reach your hand in and just take one by one piece, and you always know how many you have left. It's not like they're in Norwegian, all the other kind of packages. But the problem is with the Pringles, at one point you have to pour them out, and that sucks.
But I just pour them closer to the edge and then I grab them. But they do.
That's too much work in the dark at a cinema.
But they do keep their integrity. I've never seen anyone eat Pringles at the cinema.
Well, you
I've never seen anyone eat potato chips at the cinema either.
You don't go to the cinema.
No, I do go to the
you
cinema.
You don't go to the cinema.
I go to the cinema.
How many times this week have you been to
this
cinema?
This week, never. Yeah. How about you?
I was
never.
Yeah. I actually was on the fucking Tuesday.
Don't point at me, sir.
Motherfucker, I was at the cinema Tuesday.
What did you watch?
No, I was on Sunday.
Yeah, what did you watch?
Last Sunday. I watched the news.
Tenet.
The Wretched. That sucked.
I'm not sure what that is.
Really bad horror movie.
But yeah, I've never seen anyone eat chips at the cinema. We don't do that here. I'm ready to give a ring. Three, two, one.
Dumb.
Oh, is
but
it?
I'll give it. Yeah. Dumb.
Yeah, I give it a kind of soft dumb. They're all right. I'll eat them.
I won't.
But I won't enjoy it that much.
That's my revenge to all women.
I'll eat it, but
fuck you, but I won't enjoy it.
I'll eat it, but I won't enjoy it that much.
Yeah.
Hey, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right, let's move along. Here's another segment. This segment is called tagline of truth.
What does that mean?
This is, I will tell you a movie tagline. A tagline from a movie. Yeah. You know what tagline is?
Yeah, I know.
That's like, yeah, when you have the title and then you have like
another
thing. Yeah. So, and you will tell me what movie it is from.
Right.
These are American movies.
Yeah.
All right. That's how this relates to the topic of the show. So here's a tagline. Saving the neighborhood one soul at a time. And soul is written S-O-L-E.
S-O-L-E. Okay.
Saving the neighborhood one soul at a time.
The shoeman.
Hey, you're not far off. The movie is called The Cobbler.
Ah.
Adam Sandler. It's an Adam Sandler movie where he plays a cobbler.
Okay.
You know what a cobbler is?
Yeah, that's a man who makes shoes.
Yeah, he cobbles.
Yeah.
So, hey, that's The Cobbler. Here's another one. Welcome to the 90s. The Cold War is over. Western Europe is unified. The whole world is a kinder, gentler place to be. Well, almost.
Pre 9/11, the movie.
Tom and Jerry, the movie. That's the tagline from Tom and Jerry, the movie. Okay. Don't understand how. Here's another one. Okay, I'm going to read this as it's. There are no spaces in this, okay?
Right.
This is just one big list of words.
Okay.
Love, hate, dreams, life, work, play, friendship, sex. That again is love, hate, dreams, life, work, play, friendship, sex.
Eat, pray, love.
Vanilla Sky with Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, that's the one with the fucked face.
That's a tagline. I haven't seen that.
I just seen this a couple of scenes. Mm.
Here's another one. Why are they putting seatbelts in theaters this summer?
Because we're going for a ride.
Is that the movie? Because we're going for a ride, and the tagline is...
No, it's Ride or Die or something. Need for Speed.
Trek 5, The Final Frontier. Okay. Don't understand why. Hey, here's another one. This one is grade A. This is really good.
Okay.
Two agents, one city, no merci. Meaning, like, no merci, like mercy, but merci.
Yeah, From Paris with Love?
That's exactly right, with John Travolta.
I've seen it 10 times.
Have you really?
Yeah, and Rhys Meyers.
That's a good tagline now. Two agents, one city, no merci, no thank you. Like, what?
But that movie is so... Have you seen John Travolta's face in that movie?
No, I haven't.
Please just Google it.
I've seen his face in general.
No, but it's something else than From Paris with Love.
Okay.
That's a fucking awesome movie. But I've seen it. It was the only DVD I had when I lived in the basement.
Okay, what basement did you live in?
My grandma's basement.
Oh, hey, this seems like you kind of look like him in a way.
Yeah,
a little bit. He looks like
Yeah, except I'm handsome.
Hmm. Hey, John Travolta's not that ugly.
Well, he kind of looks like cheese.
He looks like what I think Doug the Bounty Hunter's dick looks like, including with the bling in the ear.
Yeah.
So hey, I got one more. The man with the hat is back, and this time he's bringing his dad.
The man with the hat?
The man with the hat is back, and this time he's bringing his dad.
Hat and Dad.
Do you think the movie is called Hat and Dad?
The Hatsons.
Think of a movie where a guy who has a hat.
The Cat in the Hat.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
This is for the Cat in the Hat sequel, and this time he's got his dad along with him.
A man with a hat?
The man with the hat is back, and this time he's bringing his dad.
Can you tell me bowler?
No, it's not a bowler.
Top hat.
It's a kind of an adventurer's hat.
Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, goddamn. It's Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. There you go.
Adventurer's hat.
I don't know. What do you call that type of hat?
Brown hat.
Yeah. I don't know. Couldn't think of the color. But yeah, I don't see the world that way, okay?
Okay. People who say that always see the world that way.
Yeah, I mean, they absolutely do. And also because the world is that way.
Yeah.
You know? Which
some people are brown, some people are fat.
Yeah. Those are the two types of people that are out there.
No, I'm just saying that's abnormalities.
You know,
that was a joke, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I don't like? I don't like when people say, hey, I don't care if you're black, purple, yellow. I'm like, yo, who's purple and who's yellow? Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah,
that's just because you're afraid to say black.
Yeah. Yeah, they're afraid to say black on its own. They're afraid to say, I don't care if you're black or white or whatever.
Yeah.
They want to, like, say a bunch of, colors.
I don't care if your mom is a grape.
Yeah. I don't care. Yeah. Shadow told a pear. Yeah, I don't care.
I don't care if you're mentally disabled or your father's an orange, you know?
Yeah. Who cares? Is that for Baron Trump?
Yeah, probably.
His name is Baron Trump. Who's Baron Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn's son.
Oh, that's who it is. Did you know that Baron Trump is the child of Trump and Vince Vaughn? His name is Baron Vaughn Trump.
Yeah, I know.
Baron Von Trump. That sounds better.
Oh, that's cool,
that's
man.
That's pretty good. Hey, Vince Vaughn something.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on, Vince Vaughn.
Come on, Vince Vaughn. What's your favorite Vince Vaughn movie, pal?
You know, he's always an asshole. But I just started watching True Detective Season 2 now.
Oh.
And he's in it.
He's in that?
Yeah. It's the first time I've seen it as kind of a... I have sympathy for him.
You know, there's a movie we should watch for this show.
What?
And that is the Psycho remake, Shot by Shot remake. Is it good?
Nah.
That's bad?
Because, you know, the initial... I actually haven't seen the original Psycho. But the thing is, I guess it's cool that they made a Shot for Shot remake. Fuck, that's probably cool.
Mm.
But Psycho isn't interesting in 2020.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's a great study probably for people who's going to make movies, but for me as a watcher of an enjoyer of horror movies.
Mm, wow.
I'm an enjoyer.
Yes, sir.
Of things. Especially horror movies. Mm. Fuck You're, Psycho.
Do you consider yourself a cinephile?
No.
Mm. What about pedo?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Thought I'd get you with that one. Word trap.
Yeah.
Hashtag word trap.
I'm gonna list some files and you say if
I'm gonna show you some files.
Yeah. X files, auto pedophiles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Word file? Excel?
DocX, man.
Yeah. Hey. I hate DocX.
Yeah.
All right. So before we end the show, we got time for a quick exit rap.
Yeah.
This is a segment where Sebastian says words rhythmically without a beat, but he rhymes often. And he's very coherent. He's very good. Sebastian went to a school of fine arts and he learned rap. That's what he did.
I still go to a fine arts school.
Hey, where did you learn to rap, Sebastian? The school of hard knocks. There you go. That's where he learned it. The streets of Oslo. Not his single from his disco days, which we discussed in a previous episode.
Oh, my God.
He learned it on the streets of Stabæk.
Yeah.
With his
streets of Stabæk
previous rap name, To Die For.
Yeah.
I just recently looked in my yearbook from middle school.
Yeah.
Just to mention that now. And it said there that I rap in the rap group Asghari Productions.
Hey!
That's what it said.
When I used to be the leader of something.
Yeah, Asghari Productions.
Yeah.
When you were trying to be Suge Knight.
Yeah.
But you didn't have the balls to run me over with your car. So then no
Suge. But he didn't at that point either.
No. But he did later.
Yeah, he did
And
later.
He always had
and
it in
I,
him.
I still have the chance.
Yeah, you still have the chance. Yeah. All right, so pending Sebastian driving me over with his car, he needs to get his license first and then get a car. Rap for the people. Here we go.
Colorado, Colorado, oh my gato, I want a sandwich with avocado, avocado, or rather tornado, tornado in Norwegian, that's all-righto, oh-righto, righto, Colorado, I'm rapping, but I'm not afraid of saying stuff that's on my mind, and if you got the time, then spit this rhyme with me, 1, 2, 3, here we go again, Colorado is you, and you are my friend, why am I speaking to the whole state, that's because you don't have any celebrities to name, so here once again, I come. Everybody knows that I'm not young, but not old. I'm kind of like a mustache man who's old in the head, but soft in his hands.
Nice.
Oh my God.
He's kind of like a mustache man who's old in his head, but soft in his hands. Sounds like you have ED, my friend. So hey, that was the exit rap.
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite segment.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening and make sure to subscribe to the show. We'll be posting a new episode every goddamn week. Gosh darn week.
Week.
Hey, we got a review.
Hey, oh.
It's not an... Yeah, it is a review, but I don't have it in front of me. But it says... he said... He gave us 5 stars. He or she liked the show or whatever and then said, not to be lame, but do you have to swear so much?
Fuck you, pussy ass! Suck it, dick face! Venereal disease, ear fucker!
No, okay. So,
pussy.
Hey.
Clitoris leak.
This is an actual listener who's taken the time to go and review the show and gave us some real feedback asking why do we have to swear so
vulva,
much?
Vulva. Is that swearing?
Vulva. Mulva.
Mulva.
That's a good... Dolores, that was her name, by the way. Yeah. Remember? Dolores. Right. Which doesn't really... Clitoris. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. So that was a bad premise for a Seinfeld episode. But hey, so this listener said that we swear too much. But then also, I will say, I did check out this listener's profile on iTunes and see what other shows they'd reviewed.
Yeah.
And several of them were saying, hey, stop swearing so much.
Yeah.
It doesn't add so much to the conversation. It makes you sound unintelligent.
Yeah.
Which, hey, that's your... I mean, you think we sound unintelligent by swearing.
Yeah. Listen to this. Listen to this. Eloquence. Fuck you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you see?
So
I flipped it.
Yeah.
So you see. E constitutes mass square index or whatever. Fuck
okay,
you.
Yeah. Okay, so way to sound intelligent. But I was going to say, if Einstein had said E equals MC squared, motherfuckers,
yeah,
would people be like, oh, he sounds stupid?
No, he would have an edge.
Yeah.
He would have an edge. Mm. You know, do to others as you want them to do you. In the ass, man.
Okay. Okay, so this is, you're not really proving my point at all. You're proving his point, rather.
Okay.
Say something intelligent, but swear.
Yeah. It's hard to put me on the spot for something intelligent. Okay. You ever... sorry, to do stand-up now. Mm-hmm. You ever looked at birds and be like, how does their, like, walnut brains have so many big neuro ways? Fuck it!
I mean, if that doesn't prove our point, then I don't know what will. Let me try. I'll say something in French. I'll say something intelligent in French, and I'll swear in French as well.
Yeah.
That can't possibly be unintellectual. It's in French.
Right.
So if I say, merde, la situation économique et politique en France maintenant, c'est terrible. Right? That sounds intelligent.
Yeah, but you started off with a swear.
I said, fuck, the political and economic situation in France right now is terrible.
Yeah, I'll do the same thing in Norwegian.
Mm, yeah.
Det verste at... Nei, men I have to sound more intelligent. Okay. Wait, I'll sit up in the chair.
Yeah, sit up, yeah. Oh, he's looking... Oh, he just sat up and he looks 10% more intelligent.
Queer, more intelligent now. Men det har seg slik at... tilstanden, vårt lands tilstand ikke er... Fuck you! Fuck you!
Yeah, this is... I think that was the complaint. That.
But I can try to sound more intelligent while I'm swearing, because when I'm swearing, I'm like,
I think that's
okay,
the issue.
Okay, wait a second. Sir, would you kindly suck me balls?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's let me tell you something. That's number one, that's good accent work right there. That's really good accent work.
That's intelligent accent
work. Number two, good character. I like him. I'm intrigued. I'm wondering. I want to learn more about him.
Yeah.
He's very polite about telling people that, and it sounds like he genuinely means it. So I feel like he's at a brothel or something.
Excuse me, madam. You complain about me swearing, but I have only one comment for you and your review. That was a rhyme. Check the time. I'll fuck you from behind.
Mm. And that was, he was talking to Margaret Thatcher just then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So, yeah. So, hey, I don't know. We're probably not going to stop swearing.
It's
also
a habit.
Do we swear that much? Mainly.
We don't fucking do it. We do.
Mainly.
Yeah.
We swear a bit.
Yeah.
But I think the problem, rather, I mean, this person listened to our episodes, and arguably, you talk about rape way too much on this show.
Yeah, but
someone, can I just say, one of the Reddit comments this past week, or a couple of weeks ago, said, let me actually find it here, because I do have it, because I thought it was a good observation of how the show works.
You can't ignore that rape happens.
Someone says, I listened to a little bit of the Labor Day episode. Raping children came up a lot more than you'd probably expect it would. So, hey.
I do the hard facts. I do the scary information that journalists won't say.
But so my point is, if someone complained, rather, about the rape, then I'd be, I think we could both agree, yeah, that's a decent point, at least.
Well, if you watch a scary movie and you complain about the blood. I'm sorry, guy.
Yeah, but they're not listening to reviewing rape.
Isn't this Rapecast? It's not Rapecast. Yeah. I'm sorry. No, but I don't think that rape is a thing that we should talk about too much. But you know, if it comes up, it comes up.
Yeah, this is true. But so that's fair. But
yeah,
I'm just saying,
what rhymes with grape? What am I supposed to say?
Mm.
Nape.
Mm. Yeah,
lape.
Like the nape of someone's neck.
I don't know what that means. Rape. You know, it's easier.
Dape?
It's more
tape.
I could say tape. Okay.
See, now we'll never have to talk about rape again.
Yep.
Because mainly the way rape comes up on this podcast is when someone says, what can I rhyme with grape?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I can't remember why we talked about child
I remember
rape.
You saying that you wanted to rape Jeff Bezos in an elevator once.
Yeah, but he's not a child. Yeah. He can handle it.
Okay. No, that's not how rape works. Okay. He's not a child. He can handle it. That's okay.
That's so, all hey, good fun.
Thank you for listening and make sure to subscribe. We'll be posting a new episode every week. Hey, we recorded 2 episodes this week. This one and the last one.
Yeah.
Could you tell?
No.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking the fucking listener. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Reviewing America and comment if you have any questions for us or suggestions for things we should review. Hey, tell a friend about the show. Or hey, how about this week? Tell an enemy about the show.
Yeah. Because keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Mm. That's dumb advice.
No.
Bad advice.
But you're not in a mafia.
So you think that during World War II,
yeah,
the issue was that Winston Churchill didn't have Hitler closer.
I think they could have been pen pals.
Mm. No, but he should be closer than his actual friends.
Yeah, but listen to me here. Mm. Say that Adolf Hitler and Churchill became close and they started fucking and stuff.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a war.
No, that's true.
Yeah, so why not keep your enemies close?
Hey, Winston Churchill was a racist.
But it goes in cycle, you know, cycles. Because first you have your friends close, then your enemies closer. And then your friends become your enemies because you did shit for your friends.
And an enemy of your enemy is your friend.
Yeah, so in the end...
And what's a frenemy?
It's all a big circle jerk. Mm. But I don't care if Winston Churchill was a racist. It's a long time ago.
So until next week, I kind of care. But this week it's been Reviewing America.
Yeah.
I am Peter Yusler. My co-host as always is Sebastian Asghari. Bye.